This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Kraft.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk to someone who has a very interesting perspective on the Second Amendment, someone who was not born in the United States, but appreciates, from what I can tell reading his book that he co-authored with another gentleman, Each One, Teach One. It seems to me that he understands and appreciates the American system better than do many of those who were born here. So, Ranjit Singh, I am so glad that you decided to leave India and come to America. May your numbers multiply.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
One of the ways you began the book was to describe how you started out for a number of years with the assumption, which frankly I had until I was in my mid-20s, and that's quite a few years ago, but the assumption that all of us who were just good old garden variety liberals at that moment assumed that the government was the one to have guns, and if anybody else had them, well, the government could regulate it as they saw fit. I didn't even really think much about it when I was a college student and just a good liberal. I just assumed that the government knew best. Why I would assume that fellow human beings that had as much trouble tying their shoes as I did would know better than I'm not quite sure I could have defended, but nobody asked me, because when you're in that liberal bubble, frequently there's no challenge to any of the things that are commonly agreed upon. So anyway, this was the world that I presume is a fairly good description of the world that you had, Ranjit Singh. You had that bubble burst when something really horrible happened in India. And why don't you describe it? Because I think we can relate to what caused you to reexamine some of your assumptions.
The Mumbai terror attacks in 2008 were a pivotal point in my thought. Basically, up until that point, I never really gave much thought to the right to keep and bear arms. I always just assumed that the government was best positioned to maintain law and order, to protect all citizens. So it was nothing past that. You know, I believe in good government, effective government. With the Mumbai terror attacks, you know, the carnage was just absolutely brutal. It was 160-something people killed.
And it never ended. It just went several days, did it not?
Yeah, it took 4 days. It was, a drawn-out horror movie, basically. The humanity of law enforcement, of the people that constitute government, that was all exposed. So, you know, basically it was a wake-up call. I just, you know, a light bulb just went off in my head that, hey, we cannot just trust others with our defense, that I am my own first line of defense. That was the outcome of that event. But what led up to that was, you know, 4 days of just absolute horror. I have family in Mumbai, and I just didn't know what happened to them. And, you know, phone lines were jammed. There was basically no way of knowing what was going on. You know, so it was just really horrible.
Is the kind of thing that hopefully when it occurred in Paris, something rather similar, maybe shorter duration, but equally horrible, would have shaken some other people to reexamine their thinking. For whatever reason, I'm somewhat hopeful that on the gun issue, we seem to be making headway. It's not overnight, but just as a matter of perspective, when I first began working to head up Gun Owners of America well over 3 decades ago, the default assumption for most people, including many conservatives, was, well, yeah, guns really do need to be regulated some. They are dangerous after all. and we regulate cars, don't we? Well, that kind of gets shaken when some of these things happen. And of course, in the United States, we have the advantage of a tradition where the guns are not just there in case the government fails to protect me, but if the government actually becomes an enemy, as it did in right after the Second World War, and veterans coming back from that war found that their little town of Athens, Tennessee, had become a corrupt dictatorship, and they organized their own militia and overthrew the corrupt government that was stealing elections there in 1947. I would argue that maybe something a little similar happened when armed Americans converged on Bunkerville, Nevada, to a ranch owned by the Bundy family to defend them against federal agents, and produced a standoff which led to an uneasy truce, but nevertheless the government was held at bay for the time. All of that impossible without an armed people, and we don't think of it very much. Maybe we're not supposed to. It's easier to reduce us to the level of peoples in the rest of the world where they don't even have that tradition to point to. So I thought it was terrific that here you are, somebody who's an immigrant to this country from India, where, as you point out in the book, there is just zero tradition of people owning guns by right. I suppose the wealthy there do own them for hunting, as they do everywhere else in the world, but certainly they're not for just the average guy and gal. And for you to have made this change in thinking, it did take something as brutal as Mumbai, but I'm not sure, do you know if this had the same effect on a majority of people living in India, or was this just something that was unhappily a little bit more peculiar to you?
I think this really happened to only a few people, especially those in, Indian immigrants in the United States. Because, we see guns around us here, and, they're not mythical objects anymore once you see ordinary people handling them. And so once you realize that, your neighbor, a few blocks away, has a gun and knows how to handle it, you realize that you are no inferior and you can do the same. And once you actually, learn how to handle a firearm, it's an experience that's really hard to describe, but it just changes your perspective on a lot of things.
That's a good point. So when you see the average guy actually handling a gun and he doesn't shoot his eye out, maybe that's that helps democratize the whole concept.
Yes, absolutely. It's growing up, my family has never really handled weapons for generations. And there are some parts of the country, of India, where there is a gun culture. There's a culture of hunting, particularly in the northwest and in the north central parts of India. But the majority of the country is not really the type that handles weapons, especially firearms. And part of it also has to do with the fact that the British really, they cracked down on gun ownership after 1857. There was a mass uprising against British rule. And so the few people that owned weapons, their numbers actually went down after that.
I think it's in the book that one of you, maybe it was Greg Camp, that stated that without guns, you don't have rights.
Yes. Might is right in the end. And we citizens, we the people just cannot give up our armed might. That's one of the things we talk about in the book.
It certainly has worked. That's why we have a United States of America, is because those colonists did have guns and they were able to tell the British, no, you can't come and take our ammunition, and if you try it, you'll be in a world of hurt. And that was the first battle of the war for independence. at Lexington Green. We got started precisely that way. We're talking about the book Each One, Teach One, and I'm talking with the co-author Ron.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Katie Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Ranjit Singh. He is co-author of a book, Each One, Teach One. Kind of the idea that the Second Amendment is not going to continue by itself. None of the amendments are self-executing. And in the case of the Second Amendment, it requires people who understand guns. And I think that point was coming out at the end of the last segment, where without the ownership of guns, it's kind of academic and hard to grasp why people ought to have a right to keep and bear arms. And so we have an important task in front of us, and that's to keep the politicians from ever getting a hold of our guns, and really to resist any effort from the, or at least the way we operate at Gun Owners of America. And I think maybe the authors of Each One Teach One would tend to agree that any infringement of the right to keep and bear arms is not going to bode well, and can well serve as a predicate for future encroachments or infringements on the exercise of that right. So I'm really glad that you two got together, bridged your cultural and philosophical gaps to produce this book, because I think you got so much of the issue right, and it's just delightful to be able to present your book with your backgrounds to an audience that obviously supports the Second Amendment, or they wouldn't be listening to the Gun Owners News Hour. But it's kind of exciting to know that it's an idea that can be presented in a winsome fashion to people that don't come from our same background.
Yes, absolutely. It's the biggest challenge to the Second Amendment, as we discussed earlier, is ignorance. And ignorance can be easily tackled. You know, you spread knowledge, and that drives out ignorance. And once that ignorance goes away, the fear goes away. So one of the things we talk about in the book is the specific groups of people who will be pivotal, who will be important in determining where the Second Amendment goes in the future. And we really should be focusing on our efforts on winning over those people. And if you think of laws as a river, if your entire population is upstream, and then further downstream you have legislators, because the population contributes to legislators, and then even further downstream are judges. So, we really have to have an upstream, downstream strategy to make sure that, the Second Amendment is protected. So if you focus upstream, then basically you familiarize with the entire population with knowledge of firearms. And then that is the best guarantor, because from that population you will get legislators and judges.
That was a good point, and I don't always start from that perspective, and I was glad that you all did, and I just loved your examples of some of the ignorance on display from some of our public figures, former Congresswoman Diana DeJette from Colorado wanted to ban high-capacity magazines because they're not reusable. Once you run those 30 rounds, you have nothing to do but throw it away. And so we are dealing with a fairly palpable level of ignorance.
Yeah. And the good news is that ignorance is not hereditary. I really like this President Ronald Reagan quote. It's that, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Right.
We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on to them. So it's we don't inherit knowledge just by being born. It has to be taught. And so people can be introduced to firearms. And, maybe Shannon Watts is a lost cause, but for children when they're adults, maybe they'll be open to the idea of learning about firearms, and that's how we keep freedom going, generation after generation.
I think you're right. There are some people like the Shannon Watts who probably can best be described, unhappily, as willfully ignorant. They want guns to be banned because they don't like them, and maybe they're sinister enough to know that if they get rid of them, they will be in the position to control everybody else. But in any case, they have little motive to want to consider arguments. But there are a lot of people who have made an opinion based on information that just wasn't correct. And they can, I think, I've seen it, they can be won over. And I love the way you approach some of that in each one, teach one. It's a very important task that we not give up on all of our fellow Americans.
Yeah, it's one of the chapters we talk about how the left is, the political divide is widening, and people are kind of shoehorning their opinions into two political parties. And in the process, a lot of our common values and common freedoms are under threat. And so it's the Second Amendment, if we really want it to survive, we have to win over the left. We have to make sure that, regardless of whatever else we disagree on, whether it's healthcare or education or whatnot, we have to have a consensus. We have to converge. And that convergence needs to happen on the side of Second Amendment rights. And so that's the large, that should be our real, outreach effort, that we should try to win over those people who traditionally we don't think as friendly towards Second Amendment rights.
One of my daughters is studying linguistics, and she actually will be doing a paper on the way politicians use the passive voice. And I was really struck when one of your chapters dealt with just that subject, politicians describing, when they're going to go after guns, and guns are kind of the problem in and of themselves, inherently they're a problem, they begin to use the passive voice, such as your example, the gun went off. Doggone, how did that happen? The gun went off.
Right.
Strangest thing. Right. Forget the fact that there was an actor, a human actor, who had his finger on the trigger. The gun just went off. It's a wonderful word game, and I think if we call them out on it, that game gets brought to an end pretty quickly.
Yes, the concept of human agency, Greg talks about it. It's we are people. We make choices. We, that's who we are, and we cannot attribute agency to objects. They are just tools, and you'd be careful approaching a circular saw, and you should be careful handling a gun. It's the same idea.
Well, we are going to be able to continue this discussion. There's more left of this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour, talking with co-author Ranjit Singh of Each One, Teach One. And it's a great little discussion manual, folks. Hopefully this program is going to be very beneficial around.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America made food storage allowed to eat. Yum!
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 Steel Core Body Armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Band CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com. CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Ranjit Singh. He's a co-author with Greg Camp of a book, Each One, Teach One. Obviously, we can't depend, by and large, there are exceptions, but we can't depend on the schools at any level, elementary all the way through graduate school, to teach the importance of the Second Amendment. One thing we can do is encourage schools to get back to the time when they simply had firearms instruction available, even as they had cooking instruction available, a skill that you would learn, and it didn't have anything more about it than a skill that's what many people might be using throughout their life, whether it be for hunting or self-defense or even recreation, target. And, of course, we hopefully they will happen on to the notion of why we have a Second Amendment, but let's not push the schools too hard teaching why they themselves might be part of the problem. We'll just try to get them to make teaching firearms available once again. And I can say once again because I know that there are buildings in the District of Columbia that used to be schools, used for schools, that have in the basement still shooting ranges. They had shooting clubs, and it wasn't just the District of Columbia, but New York City had the same. One of our members was part of one of those clubs, and he would take his rifle to school on a weekly basis for the club meeting where they had target practice with their 22 single-shot target rifles. Well, today that would, of course, result in a SWAT team at every exit of the subway system, but 50 years ago it was no biggie. Kids were seen with guns, and they were expected to be careful with them, and they were expected to have been taught proper handling of firearms. And somehow guns have become kind of operating on their own, as we were discussing, the passive voice encouraging us to think in terms of guns having a mind of their own. I'm so glad you put it the way you did in Each One, Teach One. Thank you, Rajit Singh.
Thank you. I'd just like to say, you know, what a difference 50 years makes, right? I mean, one of your members took his rifle to school 50 years ago.
And in New York City.
The news, in New York City. I was just reading the news last week after Hillary Clinton lost the election. This news was from Michigan Law School. The law students, they were supposed to have a session with their school psychologist, and the law students were supposed to be provided coloring books, Legos, bubbles, and these are adult college kids. And can you imagine, say, an 80-year-old Alan Gura submitting a Supreme Court friend of the court filing 30, 40 years from now, and putting a trigger warning on it on it, because.
I'll have to suggest to him that he start writing those trigger warnings to have them ready upon demand.
It's really scary because Michigan Law School has sent, three people to the Supreme Court, 20 senators are graduates of Michigan Law School, but 150 congressmen.
That's about as influential as Harvard.
It's way up there. I think it's ranked number 8 by U.S. News. In the book, Greg and I talk about, tackling ignorance. And one of the points we make is to reach, have outreach towards high priority groups and or high priority audiences. And the top three in our list are law schools, journalism schools, and creative arts schools and departments. Basically, your law students will be legislators and judges in the future. And, if they need coloring books and Legos after, because Hillary Clinton lost the election, that's a really bad sign. So, we really need...
And, of course, that's just one example of what you're pointing to. You're pointing to a general problem where the election was taken as the end of the world. That was just one example of that kind of, can we say, infantile behavior. I didn't get my way, and I'm going to cry and go into a corner, curl up in a fetal ball. That seems to be what we're seeing, and this is America. These are adults. They're going to vote.
The median age for a law school student is 24. That's the age at which they enter law school. And at 24, if you need Plato because your candidate lost the election, that's just really bad.
Pretty stunning, because for a lot of America's history, by the time you were 24, you probably were already farming your own farm and raising your own family.
Yeah, it's just unheard of, I'm on the younger side, but I would not have reacted that way, it's just crazy to see what's going on. I think, this just sort of highlights the problem we have, right now, Hillary Clinton, who was so explicitly against the Second Amendment with her losing the election, I think we've gotten a bit of a reprieve. But in the long run, like if we look at, towards the end of the century, there are some pretty serious challenges coming up. And mm-hmm. I think we should be really worried about it and not be, the fact that she lost shouldn't put us into any sort of complacence.
I'm glad you used the word reprieve. I've used it myself. And you've pointed correctly, I think, to the biggie. The culture war continues unabated, and the left has not necessarily lost the culture war simply because they lost an election. And the ideas that Hillary Clinton had are still there in the schools, and we haven't really dealt with that. And if we don't, it's going to bite us pretty hard. Probably not. I mean, you're talking the end of the century. Well, from your lips to God's ears, it could be sooner.
Yeah, it takes, for argument's sake, let's say that it takes 25 to 30 years between the time a student graduates from law school and gets to some sort of important judiciary position, right? Some judgeship. So if we start, let's say gun owners decide to start targeting the top 20 law schools, and if we open up, you know, start gun clubs in the fall, next fall, the first students to graduate who have experience, you know, who have exposure to firearms, they'll be coming out of law school in the year 2020. And then, so from that point on, you're looking at benefits, you know, of firearms exposure and education starting on 2045, maybe 2050. So, you know, from a long range view, it's, we really have to get going. You know, it's what happened in Michigan Law School really scares me.
Yes, it should, and I'm glad you brought it up, and it should motivate us all. And there are a number of examples where students themselves have taken the initiative to get even a Second Amendment discussion club going. That is the case, for instance, at Liberty University. We've gotten a couple of their students now that have been interns here at Gun Owners of America. I think they have gone shooting, but not under the auspices of the club. The club is simply to discuss the Second Amendment, because even at a university like Liberty, they felt the need to put some emphasis on that, to bring in speakers, to expose their fellow students to these ideas. And if at Liberty University, Second Amendment-oriented students saw the need to do that, oh my, I would say, yes, we'd better get going at these other universities.
Yeah.
Well, we've got another segment to go. We're talking with Ranjit Singh, co-author with Greg Camp, of Each One, Teach One. It's a collection of essays that deal in a very trenchant fashion with the Second Amendment and the basic concept of if it's going to survive, it's up to you and me, folks. We're going to be back to talk some more with...
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Ranjit Singh. He is co-author with Greg Camp of Each One, Teach One, a book that raises a number of really interesting points and some points of view that, well, yes, pro-Second Amendment, but nevertheless points of view that you don't find all that often, and I think would be well worth a read, might even be kind of helpful over the dinner table when some of the relatives are there that don't get it. One of the there were a couple of things I'd like to point to that are in your book I thought that were very helpful ways of putting it. One is Greg Camp said, owning a gun is a choice that makes many other choices possible. Or to put it in the obverse, slaves don't own guns and don't make many choices. Then the idea that you had of comparing the select militia, which was viewed as anathema by the founding generation in America, that's why they wanted to have a general militia. They wanted to make sure that every man a gun, as the Marines might put it. And you showed that the select militia, very similar in concept to that of the warrior class in the Hindu caste system. Oof! That's quite a nice little blow to the gut of those who think gun control is such a wonderful idea.
Yeah, it's the concept of general militia. It's very egalitarian. It's people keep talking about inequality. If you're going to restrict firearms, that is a different kind of inequality, and that will, you know, create all sorts of other problems. The United States, it's exceptional. No matter, you know, what people keep criticizing America, and as an immigrant, I will say this, that America is exceptional. And the Second Amendment is just very illustrative of that. You know, what other country has something like this, right? So it's a, and once you start going to down that path of restricting arms, you will end up eventually with some sort of class, a high caste, you know, of politicians, rich people, and you know, their connected cronies, who will be the only people who will have access to guns. And that basically will just destroy America's basic character and basic founding ideas, with, you know, that all men are created equal. So it's something to completely watch out for.
That, I think, is probably not a unique point of view that you've just expressed, but it sure doesn't get put that way often enough, that the idea of gun ownership universally available, at least, if not practiced, throughout America, is really the tangible aspect of limited government and having a country full of free men. We're talking politics when we talk about going to the gun range, even if we never talk about who's running for office that day.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you brought up Greg's line earlier about how gun owning is a choice that makes other choices possible, and a lot of people don't appreciate it. He put it so in so short and sweet, in such a short and sweet way that this is what is the definition of freedom. If you don't have that right, politicians can take away other rights from you. We have to really drive that message home.
And you connected it very nicely in one of your chapters to one of the existential threats to Western civilization at the moment, and that is Islamic terrorism. Something that happened in Paris, France, almost impossible to happen in the United States outside of perhaps San Francisco or other Chicago places where gun ownership is, for practical purposes, outlawed. Not entirely, of course, but for practical purposes. The idea that that could happen in Phoenix, Arizona, it was in outside of Dallas, Texas, that a couple guys decided they were going to go on jihad, and one armed American stopped that jihad dead in its tracks. And yet, if we have only a select militia, as you argued in this chapter, the threat of Islamic terrorism becomes much more real, much more existential, much more like in Europe, where the people can't do a practical thing to stop it. Here in America, there are many places where what happened in Paris is almost inconceivable.
Yeah, it's jihad, the whole concept of it, at least in the modern sense, is basically distributed warfare, right? There's an edict from whoever, the emir of the Islamic State or whatnot. He just says, go and kill infidels. And people use whatever they can, wherever they can. They're unpredictable. One of them used a truck in Nice. Someone tried to set fire to a building. It's just, there are lots of ways of killing people. And if you're facing an enemy who is spread in your population, you don't know who he is, and if they're just going to attack at their choosing, then you have to have a defense that depends on the general militia that is equally unpredictable because it's distributed, it's in the population, and you just don't know who is going to fight back.
You don't know. That's the beauty of concealed carry laws that have enabled people to carry hidden firearms, hidden sidearms, basically. And it's that element of you don't know. And so the message to a terrorist in Cheyenne, Wyoming, if he's thinking of hitting a bar there some night, are you feeling lucky?
It was one of the things that just sort of clicked in my head after Mumbai was, any one of my uncles, they could have had a firearm, and they're sane people, they're good people, and if they had the training, if they were carrying a firearm with them, they could have stopped these guys, the 10 guys that were there, and if they encountered someone at the train station, they could have stopped the person.
They hadn't killed him or wounded the attacker, the fact that somebody's shooting back has time after time been enough to completely scuttle the terrorist plan, because they don't plan on effective opposition. That's the whole idea of terrorism, is you strike the enemy where he's soft and weak. And if it turns out your assumption was wrong, nuts. And they usually wouldn't have a plan B.
Right. When they don't have opposition, they're just bullies who are walking around and randomly picking on people because, and the moment you turn around and punch them in the nose, they're just, you know, back to, you know, the terra firma. You're done.
I remember some guy in, years ago in California, before jihad, I guess, he was just going to kill a bunch of people, and he started shooting, and a civilian produced his own gun and stopped him, and the guy said, "I didn't think it was legal for you to have that."
I did not know that. I have to look that up. That's a great story.
How outrageous. You're breaking the law. I don't even know whether the guy was breaking the law or whether he was one of those precious few in California that have a permit to carry. But the fact is, the debate was kind of academic at that point because the gun owner's gun trumped the terrorist attack. So, that, but that doesn't happen in a place like even Chicago, here in the United States. If somebody wants to be doing something terrible like that, they might well get away with it. And yet, even there, with as few people as have been able to claw out a concealed carry permit in Chicago, there was an Uber driver that was one of the very first to have a concealed carry permit that stopped a terrorist attack. He saw a guy start shooting into a crowd of people, and he got out of his car, and he dropped the guy with three shots from his own gun. So if you want to fight terrorism, arm the people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, the more we the people are armed, and others will see that, and they realize that this is not something scary. This is not something strange. I can do it also.
Absolutely. There's democracy with feet really going somewhere. Rajiv Singh, thank you so much for talking with us today on the Gun Owners News Hour about your book with Greg Camp. Each one, teach one. Folks, that's a good idea. Take somebody to the range today.
Thank you very much for having me. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 Steel Core Body Armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com. CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.